This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization says its best estimates indicate that roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus. The estimate, which would amount to more than 760 million people based on current world population of about 7.6 billion, far outstrips the number of confirmed cases as tallied by both the WHO and Johns Hopkins University, now more than 35 million worldwide. Experts have long said that the number of confirmed cases greatly underestimates the true figure. The White House has blocked new Food and Drug Administration guidelines on bringing potential vaccines for COVID-19 to market. At issue was the FDA's planned requirement that participants in mass clinical trials for vaccines to be followed for 2 months to ensure there are no side effects and that the vaccines provide lasting protection. A senior administration official confirmed the move Monday evening, saying the White House believes there is no clinical or medical reason for additional screening protocols. Japan and South Korea have agreed to restart travel between the two countries for short and long-term business travelers. Japan's foreign ministry said on Tuesday, easing restrictions put in place to combat the spread of COVID-19. South Korea becomes the second country after Singapore with which Japan has reopened its borders for both short and long-term stays. Japan has reopened to long-term visitors from 9 countries that include Thailand and Vietnam. Again, Japan and South Korea now agreeing to restart travel between the two countries for short and long-term purposes. This is VOA News. President Trump returned to the White House from Walter Reed Medical Center after being diagnosed with COVID-19, AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
Supporters of President Donald Trump were gathered outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center Monday night, hoping for a glimpse of the COVID-19. The president was seen by reporters only briefly.
Thank you very much.
Earlier Monday, Trump tweeted, "Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." Meantime, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announced Monday morning she has tested positive for the virus, adding her to a list that includes the president and first lady and several senior staff members. Mike Gracia, Washington.
AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports on how the U.S. Supreme Court opened their new term on Monday.
The Supreme Court began its new term Monday by remembering the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Justice Ginsburg's contributions as advocate, jurist, and citizen are immeasurable.
Chief Justice John Roberts.
We at the court will remember her as a dear friend and a treasured colleague.
Roberts, who continues to lead the court by telephone due to COVID-19, said the justices would hold a full memorial service for Ginsburg once they returned to the courtroom. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, COVID-19 infections shut down the U.S. Senate, but Republicans say they will not delay confirmation of President Trump's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court. They're even willing to make special arrangements so 6 senators can vote. Democrats are protesting but appear powerless to stop them. Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he'll even go through the Capitol in a moon suit to vote if he still has the coronavirus. The push to put conservative Judge Amy Coney Barrett on the high court before November 3rd is very uncommon, so close to a presidential election. French authorities have placed the Paris region on maximum virus alert as the number of infections increase rapidly. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Starting on Tuesday, bars will be closed in Paris and its suburbs, while student parties and all other festive and family events in locations open to the public will be banned. City officials consider bars to be major infection hotspots because patrons don't respect social distancing rules as much. Restaurants will only remain open under strict conditions, which include a minimum 3-foot distance between each table. Groups limited to 6 people instead of 10 previously, and a request to register customers' names and phone numbers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.